Hello, you're watching and or listening to Black Bi Reality, a place for Black Bi baddies, those who love us. I am your host, Nicole Weaver, the head bisexual in charge. I'm an entertainment reporter, and if you ever want to support this podcast and myself, you can head over to Collider.com where I cover reality TV. I'm currently writing about Selling the OC and The Circle and Vanderpump Rules, so you can check out that link down there and click on it. You can support without having to pull a dime from your wallet. I also wanted to say hello to these new faces, new ears. We have been covering reality TV over here through a Black queer lens. Previously, we've talked Love is Blind. We talked Couple to Thruple, which I highly suggest if you are I Kissed a Girl fan. And just like that, because we had to talk about Miranda and her first gay lover, and so much more. If you're interested in any of that kind of Black queer content, please subscribe, ring that bell so you never miss an episode. And yeah, I just wanted you to like, comment your thoughts. I want to know who you're feeling, if there's any part of the culture that we're kind of missing as Americans talking about this British show. And lastly, I wanted to give a heads up. So my guest for this episode is with Quita Tinsley, who's on My Love is Blind recaps, and Maximo Extravaganza of Couple to Thruple. There are some moments where I am filming with Maximo solo, and there are other moments where I'm filming with Quita solo. But hopefully my editing skills are up to par, and it doesn't sound too weird or frantic. But I just wanted to make sure that I was able to cover all this lesbian, bisexual tension, drama, love squares with all of my co-hosts for this episode. So I hope you enjoy and stick around as a subscriber. Thank you. Like a BB moment, which is like a beautiful Black moment. Did we get any of those in this episode?
Black.
We have a chaotic bi moment.
Chaotic bi moment. And you're watching Black Bi Reality.
Black Bi Daddy.
And those who love us.
Hello, you're watching Black Bi Reality, a place for Black Bi baddies and those who love us. We are talking about I Kissed a Girl from BBC Three. And I'm your host, Nicole Weaver, an entertainment reporter currently writing for Collider. And I have a cool panel here today to talk about episodes 3 and 4. I have Quita Tinsley. Hi, Quita.
Hey there.
Quita Tinsley was my co-host on Love is Blind, and we talked about Couple to Thruple, a Peacock show of these couples trying out polyamory. And speaking of, my third person today is Maximo Extravaganza from Couple to Thruple.
The balloons.
Ooh, the balloons.
Yeah. Apple. I am proof that polyamory through reality TV is possible, honestly.
Yes.
First of its kind, I guess.
Absolutely. This show as well is kind of, it's not, I wouldn't say A Kissed a Girl is a first of its kind. It kind of takes from Love Island and puts the queer femmes and everything into it, but I am loving it. What are you guys' thoughts?
I'm into it. I really am. I have my favorites, of course, naturally. Mm-hmm. But I'm loving how poly it's already almost feeling, and it feels like they're like holding themselves back from allowing it to be. But even just the genuine sense, the way that the girls understand, oh, we're having a friendship connection, or I'm feeling this other person. The respect around the board, I am here for. But I'm also here for putting, quote unquote, lesbians in this situation where right off rip, it's a kiss. So I think from there, it already is like, all right, we're escalating. You know, I'm really living for the show.
How about you, Quita?
I hadn't heard of the show before, and so when I saw that when they meet each other, they're immediately kissing, I was like, oh, Let's get right to it. Like, that's what we're doing. Okay. Yeah, I'm really loving it. I mean, I think I always want a bit more representation on shows like this, just like racially and like some other things too, which we'll get into. But yeah, reality reality TV dating shows always have a lot of growth around who they have, but I love it. I love a good gay time, honestly.
I feel like this show is trying to lean like lesbian, but I almost want to call it like just AFAB because I personally don't know how all of these people identify. Maybe like they came on the show being like, I'm a lesbian, but I'm getting many vibes across the board. And I'm like, are we all lesbians or are we all just AFAB individuals?
I mean, we have some deep conversations. We always saw them talk about their relationship with the word lesbian. And then later on, we get a little bit of a gender presentation conversation. Now, I do feel like I should disclose my panelists over here are non-binary. They pronouns are acceptable. Quidas, they, she. Maximo, you said you accept all
He,
pronouns,
she,
correct?
they. Yeah, it's just respect.
And I'm a cis girly. So, just for the audience to know, now let's start off with episode 3, because it picked up after a cliffhanger. Now, Nia kisses Priya. That means Demi. Demi has to go. Our baby gay.
I was kind of hoping Nay would not turn around. Weirdly
Same.
enough, I really thought Nay was going to go with Demi. Nay fooled me,
Look,
which is
Nate
what it
pulled
seems like
it.
they like to do.
Exactly.
Period.
One thing
Ugh.
Nate gonna do is stress the girlies out. She said she likes a little mystery, not knowing. And except though, Priya's wifey. She wants to make it very clear, Priya's wifey. Why? I don't know, but Priya's wifey. So,
But even when Priya calls Nay out, like Nay has this moment where they're literally just like, no, like, what are you talking about? And then Priya's like, well, actually, I heard X, Y, and Z. And then Nay's like, oh, well, I need a second.
That's just
And
not
it's just like,
true.
I do like Nay's personality and like, them as a person and what they bring to the show, but I'm like, come on, Nay, like, don't lie about it once you're confronted. Like, you're caught, girl.
Exactly. It was giving big player vibes how Nay was moving. And honestly, I knew she wasn't gonna pick Demi, even though I was secretly hoping that she would, just because of how much she wasn't giving a direct answer. Like, even like, yeah, when Demi's like, oh, are you single? Like, are you out here? And she's like, well, we're all single, aren't we? And it's like, don't play with me. Don't you dare play with me. Like, you know what I'm talking about.
Exactly.
Sure, we're all single, but Georgia and Kara over there, they're not single.
Look, they're not. They are.
Like Abby and Leisha, they are not single over there, right? So
No.
don't play with me. Do you like me, yes or no? Like, and she just wouldn't say that. So I was like, okay, she's not. And she was being direct with Priya around having feelings for her, right? So I was like, okay, like don't play with my girl Demi like this. Honestly, when I saw there was only one black femme, I was like, the writing's on the wall, she's not gonna make it very far, because that's our
That
fate
was
always on reality dating
that was
shows.
kind of sad. I was really rooting for Demi.
I know. I feel like she's going places, though. I loved her energy so much. Demi said that, she has to leave because Eva picked Amy instead. And she was just like, you know what? I feel affirmed in my sexuality. So that's why I'm taking with me. And it's like, you go, girl. You go.
I mean, I feel like there's a lot of people in the cast where they're like, oh, I'm being queer in front of a bunch of queer people. And in front of the world. So it's just like, I'm just going to be myself, you know? Like, this is the first time where they're like 100% lesbian, 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 lesbian. You know what I'm saying? Rather than we walk out of the house and we put on all these different characters in our queerness, like, oh, today I gotta like tone it down. I'm not gonna wear makeup. I'm not gonna do this. But to go into an experience where you're literally like, you are here because you're queer is so impactful. I mean, I even felt that on like Couples to Thruple. It's just like, bitch, I am me. Like, yeah.
Yes, totally. No one's gonna be able to like take that away from her. I mean, like, and forever being a first, like just like you guys are season one of that, like iconic.
Where's season two?
Where's season two?
You
Give us season
know,
two.
give us
All right.
the
So morning after, do we have much to say after that? Amy, Priya, Nia, and Georgia say it's normal for lesbians to fall for their friends once they start getting to know each other. One thing could be said between friends, and it can change everything. Do you guys agree with that as queer people?
I mean, yes and no. I feel like for me, like, yes, because I think someone said it. It's like we all know we're queer here. So it's like if we wanted to, we can, you know, type five. But it's like, you know, is the vibe there, right? So it's like if we know we're both attracted to each other and we're just friends, there is anything could be the thing that takes us into the territory of being more than just friends. But it's like if you know there's just a homie vibe, then it doesn't matter. We're never gonna go there with each other.
Yeah, for me, it's so interesting because I'm approaching this question also from just the perspective of being in a relationship. So being with other queer people and being like newer, I guess, to queerness, I feel like I've been in relationships through most of my queerness. So when meeting other people, I already have that kind of wall up when when I was monogamous. And then it wasn't until Ash where we're like ethically non-monogamous separately, but we're very much like, we don't fuck our friends, we don't do this, like there are boundaries here. And so like when I'm meeting people, it's very much like a no, respectful, we're friends, we kiki, but there's like a level there. Now as Ash and I are becoming more polyamorous since the show, I'm starting to see that line blur a little bit, and where I'm like, is it a kiki, or are people really flirting right now, you know, and what is appropriate and what is not? And so I think the conversation just of like being able to be intimate with friends and like the idea of having sexual intimacy with friends is like, how do you flow with that, right? And like, does that work for you or does that not? And I see a lot of that happening in this house. I'm like, a lot of y'all are friends, you're compatible, but you're also like, I want to fuck you, but you're also like, I'm not feeling romantic, but like, I want to flirt. You know?
It's giving a little bit of like, just because we can, we will, rather than actually, yeah, is there a vibe or not? I think that question doesn't come until after you start like flirting with each other, which is so wild.
I mean, it
Now,
starts with a kiss.
it does,
There
but
you
it,
go.
you kiss only one person. They're like, well, what about them, and them?
Well, it's like you kiss the one person you've been presented with, and then you go into a house full of
It's like an
other
arranged
people.
marriage.
It is. And you're like, wait, there's other people who kind of find it here. Like, wait a second.
All right, so Meg and Firenze kissed. I thought their connection and their chemistry was so hot in the first two episodes. And how this played out, are you kidding me?
Yeah, it fizzled out real quick.
Like they're sitting there, they're looking so cute, and then they hang out by the pool. Friends is like, I like working out. Like acted like she was chained to that pool and she just wanted to like mask out and
Gonna
get
go work
those
out with
that pull
the
in. And Meg is just like, oh, okay. And then they talk about their favorite color. And the friends is like, this isn't getting deep. And it's like, you know, you could just say something deep. That's an option.
Also, I like to work out is also not very deep. So, like, we
No.
didn't start in a deep place and we just continued in that very shallow place. You know?
Yeah, I feel like Fiorenzo was expecting it to get like super easy and emotional really quick without any effort. But then I think Meg, on the other hand, which when they have a conversation later, Meg got really emotional because they're like, I'm either always too much or I'm never enough. And the way I interpret that was that, like, you're just such a beautiful person. You have a great personality. It's very much like, you know, that's enough to attract a lot of people to you. And then when it gets to like conversations, because you're so beautiful, it's almost intimidating. People don't know how to talk to you. And I think Fiorenza is kind of the same way. Like, they're both really hot and they're probably both used to not having to put much effort in to getting to know people. So I think it's kind of like that vibe of like, oh, well, you're not getting deep, so like I'm not getting deep and
And I think
okay.
for Fiorenza, I think there's also how I took it is they're used to femmes doing this emotional labor of getting to a deeper place. You know, that's what I started to pick up, especially when the thing with Amy started to happen, when I didn't feel like Amy was doing a lot, but it was like Amy did more than Meg did, right? Like, so they're in the pool having very like small chit chat, and Meg just continues the small chit chat, right? Because it's like for Meg, it might, because she even says it, like it takes time, right? So maybe she's someone who like she's not having the deepest conversation with you at first. It's gonna take time to get there, but Fiorenza's like, if you are not going there with me, if you are not going there with me, then this isn't working because I'm not going to go there with you. It's them double slashes. I'm like, you are too fine. You are too fine. You've been working hard. They've been working hard and you're used to
It's
yeah,
true. And then Amy gives them attention and they're like into it until we have a
the new girly
new
comes in, the
girl
new
in the
fan.
resort. But this is why I love Fiorenza, because I also relate so hard. Ash and I were both talking about this. We're like, yes, like be real. Like that is real life. That's also just we're so poly, and it's like you can express this attraction to all these people and be able to maintain whatever, you know, respect. But in these damn monogamous reality TV shows, you can't. And so that's just the vibe.
But I also think Franza would still struggle in a poly sitch because it just seems like an attention span thing. It's like it's no patience. You when you're poly, you can build things at the same time. Franza's like, if it's not happening today, it's not gonna happen ever. And it's
See,
what?
I do also not only with Fiorenza, but like I think with the format of the show and just the structure, it becomes about I need to find someone to kiss so I can stay, right?
It's a
Because
game.
even the thing is, Meg and Fiorenza, they didn't like they fizzled out quickly. Now, I believe it was Meg that turned around or didn't turn around and just said they were saving their kiss for Fiorenza, right? But I really think Meg would have totally been down to save their kiss for Ava. But then with Amy, who also is saving their kiss for Ava, it's either like one of us is gonna get out. We also kind of have our own connection together. So if I go with Fiorenza, that's a for sure. I'm here, and then you're for sure here, probably with Eva. So there's also the strategy that I'm like thinking, like, is it a stay in the villa situation so you can then have a few more days to find your girl, like your real love?
Absolutely. Let's talk about Ava and Amy, since that is the whole cliffhanger, but not really, because we knew this was gonna happen. So also, where did you have hopes? I didn't, because in the first two episodes, Amy could not stop saying femme. Femme this, femme that, femme this, femme that. So I was just
I
like,
started to like Amy. The only thing is, I think she just wears her heart on her sleeve. Like, she is very much just like falling head over heels over anybody that gives them attention. And I'm like, you're too hot to be acting like that, girl. Like, you can make choices. I don't know what your past is, but you're giving, like, you don't know your worth.
Yeah.
You know? But then she also starts to deal with that own rejection in the show as well.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, starts to express, like, damn, like, that is so real life. Like, there is so many real life situations here that queer people and AFAB individuals, I can't even relate with, that deal with.
Amy's been set up for failure with such a low number of femmes who date other femmes. So it's like, she feels it. And when Meg, like, saves her kiss for Fee, it's just like, okay, what am I doing here? Like, I'm going to have to, I'm going to have to go for a mask and I'm going to have to figure it out. Like,
and obviously, Eva's a very girly mask. If she is at all. Like,
right, if she even identifies
she keeps calling herself a stem, and it's like, girl, okay.
Like, calling herself a what?
A stem. Which is problematic because it's a stud and a femme, and a stud is specifically black, so yes. It's like,
oh
yes,
yeah. So, did we predict where these two would end up? I mean, Eva is like, actually, well, she already was flirting with Meg in the first episode, which, Maxie, what you said about Meg being so attractive that she gets attention off rip, but then it doesn't go much, I felt like Eva was like putting her into a box. In that first interaction, she was like, "Why are you acting
so shy? Oh yeah,
I know you know how to talk to people and da da da." And it's like, "Whoa, slow it, slow it down."
Yeah, I felt like that was kind of Ava's way at like playing game and being like, "Oh, I'm gonna try and break down your walls really quick," but really, Meg is like, "I mean, I don't know about anybody, but for me, if you're telling me who I am, you're telling me how I react to situations we just met, turn off, red flag." Like, I was gagging at that moment. I was like, what is Eva doing?
Well, the first chat was a little, but they continue chatting. Eva actually reveals, I am usually a woman's first. Meg's like, not you going for straight girls. Not that.
Fatal mistake. And then she starts to share how, like, she's been so hurt. Like, and, like, yeah, I'm just like, oh, poor thing.
Yeah, and she does kind of correct Meg first. She was like, they're not straight. And I'm like, actually, I would probably agree. If they're with you, they're not straight.
Not straight. I agree.
But, yeah, and that also went into, like, body stuff with me being, like, a cis woman and not having boobs for the longest time, I felt and they got deep. Not the same problem that Meg has with Fee. So that was interesting.
Ava went there first.
Yep.
Yeah.
She was vulnerable and open about her experience dating women who had never dated women before and like cried. And what do you know? Meg is capable of being deep and also being vulnerable. Wow.
Wow. Wow. At this point, are we rooting for them? Eva and Meg, to be clear.
Eva and Meg?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what it is about Eva that I just can't support.
Damn.
I can't support, but they just can't. Coming in, there were a lot of interactions where I'm just like, but maybe it's like now I'm getting to see the real Eva, and maybe the first was like very much that put on.
Yep.
Like, I gotta be cool and vibey and, you know, say all the right things.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It didn't feel
real.
It's getting more real. But I don't know, Eva and Meg, I feel like there's going to be another blip in that system.
Okay.
A girl's going to come in minor. Someone's gonna talk to someone else. I don't think Meg is gonna be able to keep Ava's attention.
Ooh. Interesting.
I think I'm curious about, because it does feel like Ava makes a lot of assumptions about who she thinks Meg is based on what she looks like. And so my thing is, I think that is not gonna bode well over time, you know, like especially if someone comes in and they give Meg the space to show them who she really is. I think she will be wowed by that.
Did you want to talk about the astrology dinner at all?
Oh, yeah.
That was funny how they put that in.
I liked it a lot.
I liked it, but I wish they would have told us everyone's sign.
They did. I wrote it down.
They did? Okay, because I'm like, I couldn't remember Amy's sign. So I was like,
I would have made a diagram if I gave myself more time. I'm too into this. Yeah. Okay. So this is what happened. So Amy, the earth signs seem to be all together. So Amy is between two Virgos, which were Nay and Beth.
Yeah.
And then the Taurian Priya is on the other side of Nay. So Nay and Priya they already knew they were compatible. Mm. Beth and Amy. I mean, I'm sure Amy would love to be with Beth. Cause
she would.
If we remember, Beth is our paralegal, so she also got a big girl job.
Oh, I remember now who Beth
is.
And she's a little forgettable. I am so sorry. She's, like, a little forgettable.
Well, when you're, like...
She's also the one that Fiorenza
was
into.
Exactly. Okay. She's, like, the fourth person Fiorenza's entertaining. So, like, it's hard. But she's so cute.
She is. She's adorable.
Yeah. So those are the earth signs, apparently, that are compatible. Georgia now. Georgia is our soccer girly, if you remember. And she's so, oof. If Kara ever dumps her, she will not be okay. So.
No.
Georgia is between Aquarian and Kara. So thank God that they're compatible. Abby is also an Aquarius. Gemini, Ava. And then apparently they're all also compatible with the Sagittarius, Leia and M. I can't believe they brought two Sagittarians in later into the game.
Which
M seems really chill for a Sagittarian, but also Sagittarius do love adventure, and that's what she picks as her pillar.
What is Georgia's sign?
Good question. I don't know.
Right. See, there are some gaps because they didn't tell us Amy's sign and they didn't tell us Georgia's sign, but it's like we learned everyone's sign around them.
Whoever. I'm like, there's no Libra?
No Cancers?
Yeah. I don't think I've heard too any emotional. Water signs.
Right. I'm like, I don't know.
They're like, we don't need any water. We don't need any water up in this house.
I didn't hear a single.
They also didn't give you any Leos either.
True. They're coming, though. They're coming. There's always a Leo on the show.
The fire signs later in. You can't bring them out to begin with. Build them in later on.
So this leads to a huge conversation, though, because the people who weren't compatible but were together came with Leisha and our girly Abby.
Yeah.
And then they were like, there was a weird back and forth. This was so unnecessary.
Yeah, it was like, who would you be with if it wasn't your person then?
I was like, Priya, you so them. Messy. Ooh, Priya,
so
messy.
But that was, you know, that was a producer in her ear.
Oh, yeah.
100%. But she took the bait.
She did. She was like, happily. So who would you pick?
Right. The leader says Beth. Okay. New girl.
Right.
Okay. But then Meg, the one that your girly Ori said, I don't like how flirty you two are.
Right. And then her excuse was, well, I had already talked to other people and told them I'm physically attracted to her. What?
So then they would know why I would lie.
When did that happen? Why didn't you tell messy. Your girl that you're like, pair that, you know, you're telling other people that instead of the person that you're paired with.
And then she's shocked that Abby is like distancing, like,
right.
Wild. I don't think Abby did anything wrong. I think Priya asked, is Leisha a good communicator? I understood the pause. How are you guys?
I understood
sure. I didn't take it too personally. I'm also like, y'all known each other for like 5 days.
Yeah.
There we go.
Like,
because that was like, even that game that they were playing, and like, Fee started taking it so personal. I'm like, none of y'all really know each other. So now we're just like kind of piling on based on what people look like, honestly. Think, I'm like, a lot of things that, exactly. Yeah. We're pulling stereotypes really based off what people look like. Because I'm like, if we were being honest, if the player should have gone to Nay, because Nay's behavior was big player behavior, but they chose Fiorenza because she looks like she would be a player, you know?
I mean, she's also flirting with everyone. At this point, is she also flirting with Amy? She originally was with Demi, and then we know Meg. Like, Meg, that's fair. But Nay, you should call it straight.
And now the new girl.
Yeah. But we're
who
talking
is
about-
now this is her type. This is
yes, right.
This is my actual type, she says. To a
she did. I was like, wait, so, what?
Okay.
I was like, damn, I'm not that. Your type then.
I don't know, dark hair. Some
you
tattoos,
know, I kind of give Beth, right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. I wonder if like that's it. If Fee was telling producers like, oh, I like a brunette. I don't know.
Maybe.
I wonder if she's low key into Kara.
I don't know.
No,
Kara,
you don't
is
think
Georgia? No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
If Georgia you Kara? Say Georgia, you have to say Kara.
Kara,
or she
right.
will cry.
She was like, I didn't think I would feel a type of way when she went on a date, but I am.
You didn't think? You have been all over her since the first day. You didn't think you were going to be stressed out about her getting picked for a date?
Like, babe.
Oh, Georgia.
Oh, Georgia. Georgia.
I just know she lives by a beach. Yeah. Right? She has to.
For sure.
Maybe. But I will say, Kara's so equally into her.
She is.
So it's not weird. Like, after she was on a date with poor Layla, was trying to turn her head, but she was like, oh, this is such a friend vibe.
Right. I think Kara and Georgia are like officially U-hauled. Like they're in it. Like,
yeah. Like it. When they were asked who's the strongest couple, I was honestly so surprised that everybody immediately said Priya and Nay.
I want to know what's going on.
Right.
I think this is because they're like the black, like it's like they're like the POC couple. That's what it gave me. Because I'm like, why are we so quick to say them when just a couple days ago, Nay was like kind of playing games with somebody else when Kara and Georgia are right there. And like,
right.
You know?
That's true. They're like, we can't pick the white couple.
Right. We can't pick the white couple. We have to pick the POC couple. And I'm like,
this
doesn't even make sense.
Yeah, no. Georgia and Kara have been in it from like the beginning, no questions asked.
Yeah.
Georgia's sitting there biting nails as Kara's on a date. Like,
and Kara's not giving anything.
No.
She's like, thank you. Thank you for the eye compliments. And later when Georgia cries, she's just like, oh, like she comforts her. Right. And she doesn't say that it was weird or anything. I think they're equally in it until now. Here's the thing, because I watch shows like Love Island, what they have done in the past with couples like this is bring in an ex.
Oh, that's messy.
An ex to compete or something?
Yeah, to like, Oh, you think you're married off to this person?
Oh.
Let's bring on your
they
ex.
They seal it off at the end with a kiss, right?
Right. So I'm very interested in, like, what they're going to try to do to break those two up. But they're absolutely the closest. Now, let's talk about that, the red flag whole.
Yes.
It's not a competition, but a thing. I don't know what it's
Yeah, I feel like that, the red flag challenge, as much of, like, oh, juicy drama, like, it's going to be, it was kind of, like, unnecessary. Like, there's no, I feel like, basis to judge any of these off of other than stereotypes, which is, like, what queer people hate the most. Like, that's the one thing that's going to offend us and make us feel sensitive. And unfortunately, Fiorenzo was at the butt of that joke.
Ooh, my goodness. So, they said that Fiorenzo was most likely to come on a date drunk already. And for instance, like, I can hold my drink, first of all. And I was like, that was upsetting, actually. I would be upset.
Yeah, I would too. I was a little confused at where that came from. But then I'm also like, being on reality TV, we don't see a lot behind the scenes. I'm like, day one, if you remember in episode one, they got lit.
Oh, yeah. They had a pride party.
Like, yeah, the pride party and everything. So who knows, maybe Fiorenzo the next day was just giving, like, hungover vibes. And maybe there was that experience. I don't know. But that's the only thing I could think of. Because I'm like, why would you automatically expect Fiorenzo? Mm-hmm. Me, I'm like, get off my man.
Me and Asha, sure.
Like, me and Asha, like, this is our favorite. Like, why is everyone coming for them?
I think the only... The other thing that happens from this game is that one of the red flags was about Clingy, and Abby was just like, oh yeah, that's a red flag if I'm not into you. And isn't that just the human condition? Like, everyone acted like that was crazy, but it's like, no, you wouldn't want someone you're not into being clingy with you. And Alicia was like, oh my God, she hates me. And it's like, what?
It's like, no, if you like somebody, then it's okay for the clinginess, for you to want that connection or have that, like, being wanted.
Yeah, yeah. Now, I talked about Quita and my theory on this. What do you think about what's going on with Leisha and the Abby situation, though? I'll start
there. I feel like Abby is getting really jealous and a little, like, possessive of Leisha. But then, as the episodes go on, come to see that Leisha is actually having these feelings and conversations with Meg. So I think Leisha is playing it safe by staying with Abby, but might actually want to explore some other things, that being Meg, but doesn't see that it's possible because there's so many people gunning for Meg right now. Leisha's like, I'm not going to win that battle. I'm going to stick here with Abby. And then it goes back to, like, the game of, like, staying in the house, you know? Like, I really think that's a factor.
I mean, I think this is where it gets tricky when you have, like, a bunch of, like, queer folks who, like, theoretically, everybody could hook up with everybody. Mm-hmm. However, only certain people are hooking up with each other. Mm-hmm. But then also there are people who are naturally flirty, more hands-on, touchy-feely. And, like, Leash falls in that category of just being more more hands-on. And she said that she is attracted to Meg.
So. Yo, when she said that, okay. Let me just get to what my perspective is on what the hell Leisha is doing. Because I am not, the beginning we were like, oh, Leisha, you're a golden retriever gay. Oh, Leisha and Abby, they're already, like, married off. Leisha, in episode 4, I think starts playing mind games and starts projecting hard on Abby, because all of a sudden it's like, oh, Abby, you think I'm clingy? Like, what's going on? Abby never said that. Abby literally was just like, it's just I don't do all that. And, like, it's a turnoff if I don't like you. I like you, Misha. I'm also adapting to how you show affection. She never said it was a problem. So what's the problem?
No. I mean, I think Leisha is just insecure. I think Leisha and Abby are both insecure. And neither one of them are being clear about the depths of that insecurity. Because Abby also doesn't give a lot of reassurance until these moments where things bubble over. And then there's tension. And I think you're right. Leisha is like, okay, cool. I'm just going to go be touchy-feely with Meg, my homie. And see how that makes you feel.
And that's not communication, Leisha. You deserve, you're lucky. You're lucky she only paused when Priya asked her that question. Because it could have been worse.
Way worse.
Worse.
And also, Leisha's 22.
Yeah, she's a baby. So, she's a baby, but that's why I'm just like, I see what you're doing. I don't even know she knows what she's doing, but it's like,
not.
Just because you're wavering, because you're sitting here and you're entertaining a girl you know you think is fit. Touching and feeling everything in front of your partner, then you're going to have an attitude when she's like, actually, this makes me feel uncomfortable. And then you're going to be like, well, you're the one who doesn't know what you want. No, Leisha, I think you do. I think you're talking to yourself in the mirror low key, and you should just say that. You should just say that.
Yeah. For sure. For sure.
I felt so bad for Abby.
Yeah, I felt bad for Abby too. Yeah, and I think there is probably some like insecurity around like Meg being like this little petite blonde girl, which she's also blonde too and pretty, but it's like, you know, it's like there are a lot of like clear things that someone could be insecure about. And if your partner's being super flirty with that person, you know. Like, get it together.
Also, I think Leisha says in like a confessional, she was just like, I mean, I could be with Meg, but I'm with her. And it's like, nobody likes that. Nobody likes the person that you're with saying, well, I could be with this other person who I am chummy, holding hand, arm around each other. Like, chill out.
Yeah.
Cool it.
I know she's trying. I know. I get why she's trying to be like, I, if I wanted to, I would be over there, but it's like,
but you are that. Over there. You are over there. Abby is with the girlies at the pool and you're over there.
I know that's true. But I guess it's like being like more forward. Right. Cause it's like, some people have, I mean, Demi made a move on somebody else's boo. So it's like, you know, if Leash wanted to make a more forward move, there have been opportunities where Meg was like in between situations where she could have jumped on the opportunity. And it seems like she's kept it as at a flirty type level.
I don't think you, like, get cookies for that.
No, I don't think she gets cookies, but I'm just like, I think it's the reality of it, right?
I think that Leisha's doing a little bit of projecting, whether she recognizes it or not, because at the end, she's telling Abby, well, I don't think you know what you want, and you need to make that decision. And it's like, Leisha, you know you're the one that's in between two people right now.
100%. That was absolute projection. Like, when they all of a sudden turned that on Abby, it's like, wait a second. Like, you're the one who now said out loud in a group of people that you would be into the person that I was, in fact, jealous of.
Yes, yes.
And you were just like, oh, we're just friends. But now you just said that's your, like, go-to.
And I'm like, red flag. Would Leisha ever stand for Abby doing the same thing? I don't think so. This is nuts. This is so nuts. So, I'm trying to think of where else we went with the square. Because I have...
Who's in the square?
So, it's Frenza, it's Meg, it's Amy, and then... Does it go back around
Ava?
Again? Ava. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Cause
and
then,
all of them have been, like, one way or another...
Yes. Friends is like, never mind, Meg. I'm not feeling it. Which I taught when I said to Quita, I was like, they're matching. They are literally both in these like baggy tees and hats backward hat. I'm like,
oh, yeah.
I think Meg's wearing her clothes as she's dumping her.
Gag.
They're wife swapping. Because, okay, and this is the thing. Friends was like, okay, I couldn't get deep with you, Meg. Meg was like, it could change. Friends was like, no, I can't. So, ends that. And then Amy is like, oh, I'm consoling you after the red flag thing, because I think another thing that gets under Forensic's skin is that Meg also gives her a red flag for something. And she was like, yeah. Well, you don't even know me. And it's like, that was done. It's over now. And Amy was part of the group consoling her on that. So she's like, oh, I'm feeling Amy. But then I was like, later on, I was like, oh, this isn't going to last. Because when Amy and Forenza talk about their crush on each other, Forenza's like, it's giving friends with benefits. And it's like, so this is not a relationship.
No, exactly. And I was kind of like, damn, like, I don't know. I could see something happening there. But at least Forenza was just, they're very clear with what they want and how they're coming off. I think they're very much just like, it's giving friends with benefits. I mean, like, I'm down to fuck, but, like, I don't see this happening.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, work. Like, real as fuck. But
real.
I'm like, who would Fiorenza be with then?
Apparently Beth. When Beth,
yeah, Beth
comes up, Fiorenza's like,
that is the type to a T.
That's my type.
And the fact that Beth picks Fi. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh shit, this is gonna seal it in. Fiorenza's gonna fall again for the next one.
Yeah. What did you think of Fee's date with Beth? Because, all right, we get these three pillars, which I want your reaction as well, of like the three pillars of a relationship is sexual chemistry, adventure, and communication. Do you agree?
I think they are three pillars of a lot of pillars. I don't think they're like, these are what you need. Adventure thing for me, I was just like, that doesn't make sense, because then one of the people are on a date and they're like, oh, so have you ever like skydive? Would you ever go to space? And the girl's like, hell no.
Em is so cute. Yeah. With their piercing blue eyes. When someone said it, I was like, yes. Oh.
Yes. We got another one with the slit eyebrows, but this one only has one. Not pulling a Florenza with the doubles.
Ooh, feet. The two?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And she's also a scientist. At first I was like, what kind? And then when she drops the bomb that she's a cancer research scientist, I was like, what are you doing here? You have a real person job.
Right. Like, you're a whole adult.
No, I would never. And they're like, I've already skydived. And they're like, oh, well, I guess I'm not adventurous, you know?
I know. Em is like, I've already done these things. I don't know why you stood there then. And Abby was just like, oh, this is going to be a friendship. It looks like Em is probably not going to match with anyone. And I'm kind of sad about it.
They kind of see it. Didn't they say they're like unlucky number 13?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's a good line, but that's kind of sad to have to like say that.
Yeah. Our bisexual, which when she said that she was dating a man before, did you see Ava's face? Ava was like, whoa.
Right. They're
blew
like,
her mind.
With that haircut, girl? No
exactly.
way.
And I love that.
And then come to find out, they're like, yeah, like, I just cut it, like, kind of recently. And then everyone started going and, like, sharing about their, like, presentation and masculinity and, like, femininity and how much that affects them. And then I'm like, these are not all lesbians. this is not just about girls. This is AFABs, people.
Next, we have Layla.
Oh, my gosh. I'm
so
in
cool.
love with Layla. So cool. So
the
beautiful.
The jacket here, is it 90s? Is it 80s? I don't know, but
it's amazing.
It's giving her high poof when she came in. Loved that energy. Yes. She's a former football player and a student. So,
I love Layla so much. mm-hmm. so much.
Just a crush. That's all we got for right
I know.
Now. And then our third one is Beth.
Yes.
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 What can we say about Beth? Beth wants to make sure she might be a femme, but she's no pillow princess.
Out the gate, she let us know what's up. Okay, I am not one of them.
I think this is the first time actually, and that means in 4 episodes, anyone even said the term pillow princess.
It is, even though there was an episode where people are talking about all these different like terms mm-hmm. that never came up.
No, so yeah, she is down to please. And her job, she's a paralegal looking for mm-hmm. a mask as well.
Right.
So apparently all these three represent one or prioritize one. Beth said sexual chemistry. Did that give you any other clues to what Beth was looking for, who she would go for?
I mean, when she said, I'm not a pillow princess, and walked immediately over to sexual chemistry, I was like, okay, double slit eyebrows. Here we go. That's
Florenza.
I love masks. Sexual,
yeah.
Like, chemistry is important to me, and I'm not a pillow princess. I'm like, boom. There you
As
go.
If Florenza needed any more options.
Exactly. Truly did not, and was immediately swept.
Yes. So she ends up choosing Florenza over Amy. Poor Amy. She's having a rough go of it. And Leisha, which I'm a little surprised. Like, Leisha's a cutie.
She is. I love her curly hair.
Yeah, I love it too. On the other hand, now Layla came out strong. Because mm-hmm. why did this woman say she's looking for a wife? I'm scared.
Period. Let us know.
You want her looking for a wife on this show?
No, but it's like, come out, let us know what you're looking for. Because, okay. you know, some people are here for a good time. And some people are here looking for a long time. You know?
You think these lesbians, any of these lesbians are looking for a good time?
No, I looked at the cast last night and I was like, oh, they're all so young. This makes sense.
They're so young, but like, you know. I mean, first of all, Priya was about to get married to someone over here in the military.
She never met. I was like, girl. I'm like, do we all have this story where we were about to get married to someone in the military? And then we were like, wait, I probably shouldn't do this.
Right. Oh, regrets. So yeah, Layla's like, I'm about to get married, so I need to look for communication. She's also into a femme with an edge. Mm-hmm. Now, are we just going to hear this over and over? And are we just going to keep going back to Kara?
I know. They're like, dark hair femme, she has an edge.
Is it edgy?
Like, her hair is just dark. She just has, like, very dark hair.
She has dark hair and she has tattoos.
Right.
She is just as wifed up as Georgia, who is a puppy dog puddle. So it's like, I don't think there's much edge to her, but okay.
No. But, you know, Layla didn't know that. Layla is coming in. Getting her sights on who's at the communication pillar.
True. So yeah, she picks Kara over. Who else is at the? Okay, Nay.
Yeah.
Nay, I don't believe you for 1 second, girl. I don't believe you for one communication.
Not girls like mysterious.
No, she's not into communication. She is such a book, the playbook for players.
Mm-hmm.
Nay's face is at the top of it. The whole episode, this whole 4th episode, I know it's like lesbian culture be lesbian.
Yeah.
And it's like, ha-ha, you hauling, ha-ha, you date your friends. But boundaries, guys, boundaries. It's right. healthy. Let's have some boundaries of what our friends are and what are not. I get if you're still exploring, but this is like Leisha's claiming that she's just so into Abby, so all in, and Abby's the one who's wavering, while Beck is leaning all over her shoulder right now.
I know.
Are you for real?
I know. But some people be like that. Just like, you know?
Abby is too nice.
Well, I think that's the thing. For me, it's like, if Abby really feels strongly about it, just be clear of, like, I don't like these interactions. I don't like how close y'all are, how much you cuddle. Like, be specific about that.
She actually did.
Yeah.
And Leisha still was like, she dodged that, like the Matrix. I was like, how did you put that back on her? That's like, well, you need to decide. No, you need to decide. Are you going to still flirt with Meg, or you're with me? Who are you kissing at the kiss off?
Right.
We have this cliffhanger. Who do you think, what do you think happens at this kiss off?
I mean, I think the obvious choice would be to, like, I mean, I think, well, I'm like, there's two things, because I'm thinking about the preview, actually. I think they are going to turn to each other, because it's like, it seems like neither one of them want to rip the Band-Aid off when clearly they aren't working. I think they're going to turn for each other, but I'm curious to see what the twist will be.
Here's also the thing. I'm wondering if it's like, this is a situation where someone doesn't want to be the bad guy. Like, you know, your feelings change, but I'm going to push you away to do it. And that's going to make me so mad. Cause I'm like, Leisha, if you feel that way, don't turn around.
Yeah.
Just don't do it. Instead of doing this to her.
I know. That's true. I think also I'm curious. I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, something about the way that Abby does engage with Leisha, but it could just be her dating style, right? She has already named she isn't a very, like, touchy-feely, clingy person. But it's like she does lean more into, I think, banter than, like, affection. And that plus them feuding over Leisha being affectionate with someone else. I'm like, do you even like this girl like this?
I don't know, but what's the banter? Because I think that example was so clear with Demi. Demi went hard for Florence.
Yeah.
Like, arms, the kiss publicly. Yeah. And then it was like, do you like her or not? And then she was like, I do like her. I'm awkward. I haven't seen Abby done a single jab that could be read as malicious or weird or anything.
No, I don't think it's being, or I guess banter is not the right word, but it's like that type of, like, I think they both have been very like, yeah, you better, I know you're going to choose me. But I feel like they've had that attitude with each other and not a lot of reassurance. Yeah. And I think Leisha is more insecure than she wants to be honest or vulnerable about. I mean, she doesn't even know that herself. But I think it's, like, chipping away at her. And maybe she's used to having femme partners who are like, I love you. I'm all over you. I adore you. Mm-hmm. And Abby being like, yeah, of course you're choosing me. You know? Like, duh.
Duh.
But Leisha also has that same attitude when before she's like, when Abby was like, oh, were you worried that I wouldn't turn around? And Leisha was like, no.
Yeah.
You know, I think they're both like that with each other, but I think Leisha's just insecure and can't handle it.
Yeah. Who do you think Nay and Priya are going to kick out?
I think it'll be easy to pick Abby and Leisha because of how many problems that they've had.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody would question that decision. It would either have to be that or, like, a newer situation like Layla and Amy. But everybody loves Amy. Amy brings a good time to the house.
Amy, if you get rid of Amy, like, I'll be sad.
Right.
Abby and Leisha, they were a cute couple, but I'm like, there's things happening now. It's not going so well.
I don't think they ever do that. I'm thinking, like, they need a resolution to it, and it doesn't feel resolved. I'm scared for Amy. I think her days are numbered. Cause, like, she's been in a revolving door. She's with Ava. People know that's more friend vibes because Ava's over here flirting with Meg. And I don't know.
I think Priya and Nay have this decision.
It like, causes drama.
This just should not be y'all.
It shouldn't.
No. Yeah, it should not be them. They made the wrong decision.
I guess so. It's either Amy and Ava. It can't be Fior and Meg. Who's Fior with?
Fior and Meg.
It could.
I'll be so sad. Don't care.
Yeah, me. I feel like Fior's just like.
I think Fior's there till the end.
Yeah, because she also connected with Beth. So it's like, it truly have to be like, who's not making connections? And it's Amy.
Amy, that's true. She's such a good time, though.
She's a good time. She likes putting a wig on.
The boot
that was fun.
Dance in the morning.
That was a cute moment.
Wow. I'm like, over the vibe killers?
Yeah.
Right. You're talking about stars, and now y'all beefing. This ain't even fun no more.
You have to have some drama on these shows.
I guess that's true.
Yeah, and you know it's going to stir up some drama. Then they're going to be mad at Priya and Nay.
Nope.
Maybe.
But watch how the drama makes Priya and Nay closer.
Yeah.
Right.
So our two questions that we always do for our recaps, do we have a beautiful black moment of the episode? I would just say Layla coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we got a new black girly, and she's so stinking cute and cool. But she, but she did make a connection with Amy. I forgot about this.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's still in danger, yo.
She is.
Amy was kind of hitting it off.
Yeah.
They were. Yeah, I think my beautiful black moment is Demi, her exit out, and like naming, you know, that like she's secure in her sexuality and sure of who she is. And mm-hmm. I thought it was a beautiful way, you know, because it's like sad that she's leaving, but also, you know, she's like, I know myself. And that's mm-hmm. a prize in and of itself. So
true.
Yeah, I agree.
Our chaotic bi moment of the episodes.
Chaotic moment.
We have a whole love square.
Yeah, it was like the love square with everybody like being in love with Meg. That is like chaotic.
The love square only has one bisexual in it. It's mostly the lesbians acting up.
That's true. Isn't it always? No, I'm kidding.
Yes. Oh my god. So, yeah, those are our two big questions.
I love this queer representation. This global queer representation.
Me too.
Same. Like, this is on BBC. How amazing. I feel like I'm even learning about the lesbians, girl, you know? I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, not... Like, you hear stereotypes, but you don't really have references. And it's like, okay, like, I don't get it. Ash gets it and kind of, like, fills me in. But I'm like, oh, okay, now I understand.
This was so fun, Maximo. Where can people follow you if they want to get more of your queerness? You're a dancer and...
Yes, all the things. You can follow me on Instagram at Maximo X Extravaganza. No E in Extravaganza. Maximo Xtravaganza. Twitter, I believe it's the same. And TikTok, everywhere else. Yeah.
And I am your host, Nicole Weaver. Please follow Black by Reality across all socials. You can never miss what we got going on over here. We're going to continue talking about I Kissed a Girl. We are wrapping up Survivor 46. Has been a long, long season. And then Perfect Match is coming up. So stay tuned for that. We will be covering that. I'll be covering it with Quita, which you've seen in this video. And lastly, Big Brother is coming. So I did exit interviews last season. I'm hoping to do exit interviews again. If not, I will be talking to some Big Brother peeps about the season, like Izzy, who's all over this channel. And yeah, have a good one, guys. Bye.